Hey, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you so much, Lord, for all the good things you've been revealing to us this week on the broadcast. We ask you again today for revelation of your Word and for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it bear fruit in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, What Does the Word Say? And friend, we have had a powerful week of broadcasts. So if you've missed any, just go back to mam.tv, and right there on the website, you can listen, you can watch, and you can get the notes for the broadcast as well. Now, I want to go back to Matthew chapter 4 again. And this week on the broadcast, we've been learning how vitally important it is to run to the Word and ask ourselves the question, what does the Word say about this challenge I'm facing? What does the Word say about this situation that I'm in? That we run to God by running to His Word first. And friend, when you and I do this, what we've seen is it begins to kickstart some things in our lives that position us to enjoy victory over those challenges. Now, in Matthew chapter 4, in verse 4, Jesus said this. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And so we've told you already this week on the broadcast that that word live means to live prosperously, or to do well, or to live a blessed life. And so if you and I are going to do well and live prosperously or live blessed in any area of our lives, it's going to be by the Word of God because we live by the Word. Now Joshua 1:8, let's go over there again. God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." And so from this verse, we can see that the Word of God is the root to our success. And so those two reasons, number one, we live by the Word, and number two, the Word is the root to our success. Those two reasons are why you and I are running to the Word all the time to find out what the Word says. Why? Because apart from the Word, we will not live prosperously. We will not live effectively. We will not do well. We will not experience victory. We will not have success. And so that is why you and I are running to the Word first. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about what we do with the Word. You know, some of you may be thinking, okay, well, I ran to the Word and I found out that it said this about my situation, but now what do I do? I know it says this, but now what do I do with the Word that I found, the Word that God's led me to? Well, the first thing you do is found right here in Joshua chapter 1, when God told Joshua to meditate in the Word day and night. And so the first thing that you're going to do with the Word of God that you found for your situation is you're going to meditate upon it. The word meditate means to ponder, to mutter, or to utter. When you're talking about meditating on it, you're talking about rolling it around or rolling it over in your mind. You know, a lot of times when people think about meditate, they see somebody sitting Indian style, you know, in a dark room somewhere, humming or something, I don't know. But the word meditate in this verse is talking about to ponder, to mutter, to utter. It's talking about to roll it over in your mind or roll it around in your mind. You know, a negative form of meditation is worry. And I'm sure everybody watching the broadcast can testify of a problem or a worry that you rolled around in your head all day, day after day, even maybe week after week. That's a negative form of meditation. But that is meditation, and that is what it is. It's doing that on the right side. It's doing that with the Word of God. And so instead of letting that worry roll around in my head over and over again, I'm letting the word roll around in my head, and I set my mind on it, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm muttering it under my breath. You know, by his stripes I'm healed. The healing of God, healing power of God's working in my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You're just meditating that and declaring that, and you're rolling it over and rolling it around in your mind and setting your mind on it. This is what it means to meditate on the word. And friend, when you find those scriptures that deal with your situation, this is one of the things you do with them. You begin to meditate on them. You know, you might put those scriptures up around your house on little cards. You might make it the screen saver on your phone, the wallpaper on your phone. You might put that scripture on there so you see it every time you look at your phone. You're keeping it before you. You're feeding on it. You're meditating on it. Now, why do you do that? Feeding on these words like this, number one, it leads to your prosperity and your success. That's what God told Joshua, meditate in my word day and night that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. And so that is one reason why you want to meditate on them, because if you meditate on them and feed on them, it'll lead to your prosperity and success. If you find out what the word says, if you say, okay, well, I watched the broadcast this week, and so I'm going to go find out what the word says about my situation, and you go and you find out what the word says, and then you close your Bible and you never think about that scripture again, you never ponder it, you never meditate on it, that will not lead to your prosperity and your success. And so it's vitally important that the word that you find, that the word that the Lord leads you to, that you feed on it and you meditate on it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says this, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, don't let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. That's meditating on the word. And then it says, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And so this is another reason why you want to meditate on the word, because when you meditate on the word, it will become life to you. The word that you meditate on will become life to you, and you'll get strengthened on the inside, and wisdom will come, and light will shine, and your faith will grow. The word that you meditate on, it will be life to you. What's that mean? It will strengthen you on the inside. It will cause light to shine on the inside. It'll cause faith to grow on the inside. It'll cause joy to rise in your heart about the situation you're facing. It'll cause faith to arise in your heart about the situation that you're facing. But you must feed on the word to get the word to be life to you. You know, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15, 16, Lord, your words were found and I did eat them, and they were joy and rejoicing to my heart. They didn't become joy and rejoicing to his heart. They didn't become faith to him. They didn't become life to him until he ate them. And so it's not just finding the word or knowing what the word says about your situation that's important. After you find it, after you know it, now you start meditating on it. Now you start feeding on it. You put scriptures up all over your house. Bill Winston's a pastor in Chicago, and his wife was believing for a job one time, and she had some scriptures that the Lord led her to, and he was preaching one time, and he said, you know, everywhere I looked in the house, you know, I would see scriptures about her job. He said, I'd open up the cabinet and see a scripture in there. I'd go to the refrigerator and see a scripture on the refrigerator. He said, I lift up the toilet seat, and there was a scripture. He said he was joking about that part, but you see the idea. I'm going to surround myself with this word because I'm going to feed on it all the time. And when I feed on it like that, it'll be life to me. It'll lead to my prosperity and my success. And so you don't just stop at knowing what the word says or finding out what God says about your situation. You continue on and you start feeding on it. And so that's the first thing you do with that word is you meditate on it. Now, the second thing you do with the word, once you find out what God says about your situation, is you set your faith in agreement with the word. You see, you have to choose to believe what God says in his word. You know, God told the children of Israel, the first generation, he told them multiple times that I've given you the land, I'll drive out the giants that are in the land, and you'll enjoy it. And upon hearing that, they chose to not believe that. And so it's vitally important that once you find out what God says about your situation in His Word, you make the choice to believe it. Faith is a choice. You know, in John chapter 20, when Jesus had been resurrected, Thomas had heard from others that Jesus was alive, and he said, if I can't see Him with my own eyes, if I can't feel Him with my own hands, I will not believe. And so to not believe is a choice, and to believe is a choice. And once you find out what God says about your situation, you know, if you're battling sickness and disease today, and you find out that in Galatians 3:13 it says you're redeemed from the curse of the law. You find out in 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53 that by His stripes you're healed. Once you see those verses, you activate your faith and you say, okay, I choose to believe that right now. I choose to believe that healing is God's will for my life. I choose to believe healing belongs to me. I choose to believe the healing power God's working in me right now. When you find out what the Word says, it's not just about knowing it in your head that makes the Word work. You have to mix the Word with your own faith. In fact, let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, and I'll show you that in the Scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, and let's look at verse 2 there. And this is referencing the children of Israel, the first generation that did not go into the land and possess and enjoy the promised land that God wanted them to have. This verse is talking about them. And it says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." It didn't profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. And so you've asked the question, okay, what does God say to me about this situation in His Word? You've done that. And now you're searching His Word. And then you come across some scriptures that deal with your situation. Now, what do I do? You choose to believe those scriptures. You activate your faith. You make the choice, I believe that. I believe by His stripes I'm healed. I believe God wants me well. I believe that my faith can make me whole. I choose to believe that. You gotta engage your faith and get your faith activated, because you gotta mix the Word with faith if the Word is ever gonna profit you. And so that's the second thing that you do once you find out what God says about your situation is, you set your faith in agreement with the Word. You choose to believe the Word. And here's the big thing. You never change what you believe once you've made that decision, no matter what comes. I want to say it to you again. Once you've made the decision, I choose to believe what the Word says, you never change what you believe no matter what comes. What do I mean? You might choose to believe, okay, by His stripes I'm healed. I choose to believe that. I choose to believe that my faith can make me whole. I choose to believe God is my healer. I choose to believe healing is His will for my life. I choose to believe healing belongs to me. And these are all things that you see in the scriptures. Now you wake up the next morning and your body seems like it's a little worse than it was the day before. What do you do now? You don't change what you believe. You still believe the healing power of God is working. You still believe healing is God's will for your life. You still believe God is your healer. You still believe healing belongs to you. You still believe that healing will manifest in your body and that you will be completely whole, strong, and well in your body. You don't change what you believe. And so you found out what the Word says, you meditate on it, and then number two, you set your faith in agreement with it. You choose to believe it and you never change. And then number three, the third thing that you do with the Word, once you find out what God says about your situation, is you begin to speak that Word over your life. I like to say it like this, you get your mouth in gear. Why would you do that? Well, Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so there is power in what you say. And so it's important, it's vitally important that once you find out what the Word says about your situation, you get it in your mouth and get your mouth to going on it. you get your mouth in gear and you start to declare and decree what God says over your situation. Why? Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. There's power in what you say. You know, in Mark 11:23, Jesus revealed to us that we are going to have in our lives whatever we believe and whatever we speak. And so once you've chose to believe that word, now you begin to speak it over your life. And if you believe the word and speak the word, according to the Master, you will enjoy the reality of the word in your life. You will see that word, you will see God's word come to pass in your life. Jesus was talking about speaking to the mountain. And he said, "Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he'll have whatever he says." And so if you want to have the word of God be a reality in your life, then you need to get it in your mouth. And so this is the third thing you do with the word of God. You begin to speak the word of God over your life. You know, in James chapter 3, it likened our tongues to the bit in a horse's mouth or to the rudder on a ship. And the bit in the horse's mouth controls where the horse goes. The rudder on the ship controls where the ship goes. Friend, you see where I'm going? Your words are going to determine where your life goes. And so when you find out what the word says about your situation, put it in your mouth and start declaring those scriptures over your situation. There's power in what you say. These are the three things that you do with the word. Once you find out what the word says, you meditate it, you choose to believe it, and you speak it. And those three things will position you to see the word produce in your life. But here's the thing. If you don't start off by saying, "What does the word say about this situation that I'm in?" Well, then you have nothing to meditate. You have nothing to believe. You have nothing to say. And so you have to start off by asking yourself, "What does God say about this situation in his word?" Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, the three things that we do once we find out what God says in his word. Number one, we meditate on it. Number two, we choose to believe it. And then number three, we begin to speak it over our lives. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today for your word. And Lord, we make a decision to not just stop at knowing what your word says. We make a decision to not just stop at finding out what your word says. But we choose today, we're making a decision today that we're going to meditate your word, we're going to feed on it, we're going to choose to believe it, and we're going to hold on to what we believe, and we're going to begin to declare your word over our lives. Father, we believe that we live by this word. We believe that this word is the root to our prosperity and our success. And Lord, as we do these things in our lives, we thank you in advance for the good victories, for the good things that are going to happen as a result of us running to your word. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the Faith for Life broadcast this week. I believe the Lord really showed us some things that are going to help us going forward. And I'm believing with you, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's coming against you, I'm believing with you that you are going to do what you heard this week on the broadcast. You are going to run to the word. You are going to find out what the word says. You're going to meditate in that word. You're going to believe that word. You're going to decree that word. And you're going to see the word of God produce victory and success and well-being and prosperity in every area of your lives in Jesus' name. Now, hey, you know the deal. Don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.